Time for Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. Our project has been to get 50 jokes sent in from 50 states in the first 50 days of 2022. How are we doing? We got a joke from Gail in Iowa City, and Dennis Henley in Chicago. Thank you, Dennis. And Kathy Zottman sent us a joke from Columbia, Maryland. Patrick Kralik in Montana. Thank you. Justin Major in South Dakota. Andrea Pratt of Mooresville, Indiana. And Nancy Davidson sent in a joke from Long Beach, New York. Mike from the Twin Towns of Minnesota. Thank you, sir. And Mike Zimmer in Crown Point, Indiana. And Penny Fuller of Oakwood, Illinois. Jeff Schultz at the Maintenance Coatings Company in South Elgin sent us a joke. And Rebecca Wrighton writes, "Hi, Mr. Williams. We love to listen to your speed jokes every morning here in San Diego. My boyfriend Jason is originally from Mundelein. He introduced me to your show. It's our favorite part of waking up." And finally, Lynn Siapis of Lake Zurich writes, "Hey, John Williams, my husband and I both have a cold. The difference between us is I'm cleaning the kitchen today and he's dying." When I saw the price of spiders in my local pet shop, I thought, I'll bet I could get this cheaper on the web. A person would need a ton of self-control, don't you think, to work at a bubble wrap factory? I just watched my dog chase his tail for 5 minutes and thought, wow, dogs are easily entertained. And then I realized, I just watched my dog chase his tail for 5 minutes. Hey, I went to see the doctor for my short-term memory problems.
And?
He made me pay in advance. Sure, when Aphrodite lies around naked in a giant clam shell, she's a goddess. I do it, they kick me out of the aquarium. I was at Mariano's and asked the stock boy where they kept tinned peaches. And he said, "I'll see," and walked away. Never came back. So I asked another clerk. He said, "I'll see," walked away. Never came back.
What'd you do?
I went and found it myself.
Where were they?
I'll see.
Hey, John, what happens when you use a 50% off coupon from a proctologist?
You get a half-assed job, Dave. I'm still wondering who buys tinned peaches, but that's the way the joke came in. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Deja.
Deja who?
Knock, knock. I was beat up by a very well-endowed woman yesterday. She got in the elevator with me and said, "Press one, please." I don't know if I'm supposed to run that one by the Speed Joke Submission
Too late now.
Not. You know what I've done is decide to stop asking. That's what I've decided to stop doing. Because you always go, "No, you shouldn't tell that
not
on
always.
The radio.
It's ask not, for forgiveness.
Not 1973 anymore, now is it?" Finally, what is an old person called in Egypt? What do you call an old person from Egypt? That would be a Giza. He's an old Giza. Thanks for sending in your jokes from all across this great land, including Chicago. I don't want to exclude Chicagoans, by the way, so by all means, send us your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com.